and welcome to week 8 of Bet MLS with D-Ro and Oso. Missed last week, and Ben, last weekend just sucked. I was sick, and it was probably the most unlucky betting weekend I've had of MLS this year. I don't know.
Well, my plan of just keeping on betting against the Red Bulls is working personally, but not for my wallet.
Yeah, that's that one. I mean, who knows? We never know what we get from them every week. It's they're almost a team you just can't predict.
Well, they're finally gonna have a home game where it's not pouring rain tomorrow.
Are you going?
I don't think so at the moment. We'll see.
Okay. Well, any of our listeners, if you see Ben in the lurking around the concourse of Red Bull Arena, give him a what's up. I had St. Louis. Fair, FC Dallas outplayed them. Okay, El Tráfico over 3.5. There was 3 goals scored after 30 minutes. That over-under was up to 6. And we don't get another goal after 30 minutes. Buonga missed a wide-open goal in the second half. Like, that was a bad beat. And then 2 out of our 6 shows this year, my dog has been up 2 goals with 15 minutes left and lost. Not just tied, lost. It's unbelievable. It's why I say always hedge on your dogs because something else, I think I tweeted it out last week. Only like of the 11 teams that scored first last week, only 4 of them won. So if you're locked into MLS 360 on a Saturday night, Ben, maybe it's a good idea to just place live bets on the opposite team. When one team goes up 1-0, you just put a bet on whatever the spread is on the opposite team. Do you think that could work?
I'm very much for this.
1 week sample size. Well, let's knock out our plays this week. Looking at the board, my first reaction, Ben, was I love the board for totals, actually, but looking at like a lock of anywhere around plus 100, plus 120, it's a tough board this week.
Honestly, it took me a long time. Usually I think they're catching on a little bit where how many games is the season now, like 7, 8, 9, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. I think they're catching on a little bit. Obviously, we have some, you know, we're out of the vibes zone
somewhat
in terms of making these picks. Obviously, there's always vibes, you know, inputted into my inputs. You know, when I put together all my, I'm making hand gestures that you guys can't see, but you know, when I'm putting inputs into my picks, you know, it's the percentage of vibes versus numbers is now starting to shift.
So you look at like Red Bulls, they're minus 170 against Chicago. That would have been like minus 120 previously, and it would be playable. You
know, two or three weeks ago, it would have been minus 120 easy.
Right. Minus 170. They're getting sharper, right? Minus 170 unplayable. Am I going to play RSL against Columbus, even money? But against Columbus, like, I can't do it. You know, there's a lot of tough ones. So what I settled on, and there's some road. I don't like taking road money line favorites. So, you know, take these with a grain of salt, but I'll get us kicked off here. My favorite of the weekend is going to be Seattle Sounders. They have burned me this year so far. But you're getting Seattle and full disclosure, I locked this in on Monday and I got plus 165. It's down to plus 145 now, which the books are almost daring you to take FC Dallas at home at these odds. But I'm going with Seattle plus 145. They had a total get right game last week against Montreal. They just totally curb stomped them. They've actually played pretty well the last 2 weeks. They've outscored their opponents by 4 goals in expected goals. And it's kind of like a 3-point shooter. Once they saw one go in, they hit 5 last week on Montreal. Dallas has been terrible. I watch a lot of their games, and they were actually not that bad against St. Louis last week, but I don't rate St. Louis in the top half of MLS teams. They've got Ilara Mendy coming back this week, but I expect Joao Paulo, he came off the bench on Saturday. I expect him to start this weekend. They're going to have everyone back. Rusnak is finally healthy. I think Seattle goes into Dallas, a place they're very familiar playing, and I think Seattle goes in and win this game, and I think plus 145. When I look at all the numbers, I like the plus, big plus odds on that one. So I'm going to go with Seattle. The only other, what you picked was the only other game I was looking at as
playable. Look, this is giving me some, a little bit of, I'm not like, it's just tough. My next pick is very, I wasn't, not 100% invested in, to be honest.
Kind of like it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Look, I think Orlando has had a bad start to the season. And I would put a lot of that on you know, Maguire, that whole situation, you know, Muriel coming in and them not really having anybody.
One win out of
those
six
two
games.
Those two didn't really work together. They got 3C going on. Yeah. Obviously, that's been wrapped up for a bit. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're going to be this team the whole year. I think they're going to be better. I don't know how much better, but they'll be better. But they're playing a team in DC. Maybe it doesn't have the results, but all the numbers are telling us that they're an elite team.
Yeah, they're the hot team right now among all of the.
Yeah, Doyle and Wiebe were talking about them on Extra Time on Monday. You know, they played 7 games, plus 5.4 expected goal differential. Their actual goal differential is only plus 1, so that's a pretty large difference. Now, again, those trends can continue for an entire season. We've seen that before, but it doesn't hurt to just take that and be maybe, you know, this is a game it breaks a little bit. You know, goals added on American Soccer Analysis, they're by far not the number one team. Seattle's the only team that's within Seattle and Atlanta, the only team that's kind of even close at all. So we're gonna throw they're still plus money, so we're gonna take them at home plus 100 against an Orlando team that's struggled a bit to start the year.
Well, and the other thing that sticks out to me here is that Orlando, and okay, this is a very small sample size, 2 games, but Orlando on the road this year has not scored a goal in 2 games. They've been outscored 7-0.
That's a small sample size, but yes.
But to be fair, like it's not a great look. And if DC can find some goals, Orlando is not a, you know, offensive juggernaut. Like you said, they're working Muriel in. And what does Lodeiro have left? Who knows? But yeah, I like the play. I mean, it feels like this is a game where DC is going to put it all together. Yeah, it's
or not. We'll see.
Or not. We'll see. But when you look at the board, I think that's about the safest option.
Yeah, I mean, everything else, the it was just the odds were just not in your favor at all.
No, yeah, and also it's like, okay, Atlanta's playing decent, but I'm really going to fade Philadelphia. Like, that's not
exactly
a philosophy, you know? So, yeah, we'll stick with that one. Looking at the dog board, there's a few decent options this week. I went with the Houston Dynamo, plus 245, doing a half unit on plus 245 money line, and then they're minus 130, double chance. Houston is keeping games very tight this year, and there's a stat that I think 7 games into the year, we're starting to get, you know, you mentioned we can move from vibes to stats, and XG per shot allowed, that's a stat that I look at a lot, to look at, you know, what type of chances are they giving up. Minnesota's kind of the frauds of MLS so far this year. They've given up the highest XG per shot in the league, and Houston is basically tied for the best. So you've got a huge mismatch there in terms of what chances are the teams giving up. And so to get plus 245 at that number, Houston, by the way, another little nugget I found, under Ben Olsen, almost going back a full year now, they have not lost 2 games in a row. And they lost at Chicago last weekend. I think they put in a good performance here. I think they get at least a draw, which, you know, at minus 130, if you place a half unit on each, you're basically even, you know, you're basically break even if they get the draw. But I think they have a good chance of winning this one. Minnesota United's outperformed their XG by 5 goals. Yeah, I'm just going to stick with, you know, fading Minnesota right now. I mean, Bossy's playing really well. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dynamo. I think that's a relatively safe pick here, playing a half unit on each. And then I actually do like this pick. We saw this team guarantee a victory last week and they got it. They had a tough one in midweek. I do like this as a bounce back.
Well, it was a tough one in midweek, but they didn't play any of their players. So
fair. Yeah, exactly. Was it? Exactly.
We're going to New England. They are at they're here. They're at NYCFC. NYCFC, they're playing okay. Nothing special. Fine. All their numbers are, you know, pretty much average. I still don't really believe in the Cushing all that much.
They've only won one game, to be fair.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, well, so their American Soccer Analysis numbers are better than their expected goal difference numbers. Expected goal difference is, you know, they're one of the 4, you know, 5 to 6 worst teams. Well, one of the worst teams is New England, or, you know, the worst team. But we know that they have talent. They have been dealing with 3C for the whole year so far, unlike any other team. They didn't play any of their players at Mexico City on Wednesday, or I think it was Wednesday. So that's not really an issue at all. And I think eventually this team just has to turn it around. And again, I don't believe in NYCFC and the Cushing right now. So if you're going to give me plus 350, I'll take it. We're going to go 350 half unit, and then we're going to double chance plus 105, another half unit.
Yeah, I really like that. I mean, even if you just at home, even if you just want to play the double chance, I mean, you're looking at an NYCFC team that, again, they've only won one game this year. I think this one has a chance to be, I actually think this has a chance to be high scoring because New England has a lot of like creators. So maybe even like a New England team total. They haven't been shut out in I think their last like four or five games. So maybe even like a New England team total. But I like the angles on that game in general to find some way to get some New England there. My favorite, these two picks that we're about to give are my two favorite picks of the week. I love the angle you found. And I think that these team totals can be nice ways to play when you don't like the money line odds. And this is how it is for me with Sporting Kansas City, where I was looking at targeting them in some capacity. We've got Inter Miami coming off, you know, Triple C this week, where they put everything into it, obviously, against Monterrey, got their asses kicked, and, you know, they're coming back home. But Sporting is plus 125 on the money line, which the play I like much better is Sporting Kansas City over 1.5 team total. This is coming in. I got it at minus 105. I expect this one to move. I would probably place this now. But yeah, I got Sporting Kansas City minus 105 team total. This is a number, they've been playing really good soccer offensively over the last few weeks. They were terrible to start the year, and we were kind of wondering, you know, what's up with them? But they've been playing really good recently. They've got multiple goals in their last four games. So this is a number they've hit.
Very good offensively.
Yes, offensively. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to play the money line, because he could lose this game 2-3. And how many times, and here's the other thing. This game is at Arrowhead Stadium, where there's going to be 60,000 people. How many times when these teams have put Miami in this big stadium, does it just get crazy and teams are just playing all out? No, Sporting is not going into this game.
I was at the Beckham Red Bulls game, I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
That game was
5-4, right?
5-4 was absolutely crazy.
Legendary game. These games always turn into that, because Sporting is not going to go out there on Saturday looking to play just like a cagey 1-0 game. They're all going to want to show out in front of the huge crowd, and an over 105 team total at just about even money, which they've hit in their last 4 weeks. And the underlying numbers show it. They've got really good XG numbers. Granted, they're playing Portland and the Galaxy, but still love this number. And Inter Miami, they're defensively prone. I don't think just watch the game from this week. Like, it wasn't great. So we'll have another play on this game in a little while, but I think Sporting Kansas City over 1.5 team total is a great way to play this. And that's what I'm going to be going with. And then I love how you worked in this one as well, because this game could get wild ass too.
Well, you were shooting on me a couple weeks ago for making this exact same pick, just for the record.
Yeah, but it was a totally different situation. Totally different teams.
We're going. One of them is the same team. But we're going.
I was wrong. I was wrong, by the way. It hit, so.
Yeah, it did hit, so I'll take it. LAFC is going to Portland this week. LAFC, obviously getting rolling here a little bit with their goal scoring. Maybe not the results. Again, we talk about this. Not the results, but the goal scoring. They have, I think it's 9 goals in the last 3 games. Is that good? That's pretty good. That's pretty decent, in my opinion. They have the highest expected goals in the league, according to Football Reference, or whatever we're calling this these days. And they're playing against a team in Portland who has one of the highest, top 5 worst defenses in the league so far this year. They've given up actually 14 goals, which is the second most in the league. To me, that says they're not very good defensively, and that LAFC is very good offensively. So because of that, we're going to take LAFC over 1.5 goals. I believe it is at plus 100 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I love this play, because this game, I mean, literally, you can't take LAFC on the money line, because we saw last week, Portland 3-3. They came back from 3-0 down against Sporting. Like, you can't trust them on the money line. So you just get 2 goals and you're counting your money, you know?
Yep, exactly.
It's a way better way to play it. And I was looking at, as we kind of get into goal scores, I was looking at my different goal scores. And I really want, there's 2 games I want a piece of in terms of overs, which one other one that we haven't mentioned, kind of a bonus play. If you look at the Galaxy Whitecaps numbers, that game should fly over as well. There's nothing to say that Galaxy Whitecaps shouldn't be a major over too, that I'm trying to get a piece of. But the goal score bets for, I think, Buonga, I saw plus 135. Like, that's a really nice number. Rodriguez is like plus 225 against an LAFC team that's been relatively defensively porous. I like both of those. But yeah, again, love that play. Love LAFC team total. I'm definitely going to be tailing that one with you. And as we go into our goal scores, I'm going with Chucho Arango again this weekend. I got him last week. I'm going to keep riding it. He's plus 125. They didn't adjust his number. When I was thinking about it before I looked, I said, if this is above even money, I'm going to take it again. And plus 125, I think, is a great number here. They're playing Columbus, coming off Triple C. They've been mediocre defensively the last few weeks, 5 goals given up in their last 3 games in MLS. Who knows who exactly they're going to even play this weekend? They may punt this game. RSL is a very tough place to go from Monterrey, which, by the way, they didn't go home. They went straight from Monterrey to Salt Lake City. I guess they're getting used to the altitude, but I think RSL is going to win this game. He scored in 2 out of 3 home games, streaky player, 2 goals in 2 games in a row that he scored. Plus 125. Let's get it. And then you are going back to Kansas City, where you got a nice piece of this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, we already talked about this game a bit. Willy Agata at yep. plus 170.
Nice.
Little nuts. Like, what? He's had 3 goals in his past 2 games, I think. Last 3 games, I'll say. He started the last 3 with Pulido not there. And yeah, so he has 3 goals. We talked about the game, plus 170. I was going to point out, again, expected goals for Willy Agata so far this year per 90 is over a goal per 90. 1.10. If you look at, like, players who have played at least 90 minutes, he's number 2 behind Benteke. Some of that is, you know, obviously penalties, but he's had a strong, you know, 270 minutes or so. And, you know, I think he's ready to score again. Plus 170 is a huge number for a guy like this.
Well, hopefully it is an exciting weekend of overs, lots of goals around the league. We're calling it that way. So let's see what happens. So anyways, that will wrap up the show this week. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time on Bet MLS.